Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
I'd like to take this opportunity once again to welcome everyone in here to the Clay County Corner, coming from what I've always called one of the corner rooms here in the Clay County Courthouse. But we're so pleased to be here this morning. Got a couple of interesting guests coming up. Got a bunch of things to talk about. We're going to talk about some job opportunity, maybe a boot camp or something like that for job opportunities. And I've got Ms. Pat Gifford here with me, who is she's the chairperson of the retirement committee over at the Three Star program. And we're going to talk about some things and let her talk about herself for a few minutes. I know she's said that she really don't want to talk about herself much, but we'll let her introduce herself, even though the first thing she normally tells you is, I ain't from here. But if she don't say I ain't, she'll say I'm not from here. But after about 20 years, we're going to say she is from here and look like she's going to stay here. But she's got some interesting things to talk about. We've got, like I said, Ms. Crow from I'm not sure exactly what department she works at or where, but she's made it in, and she's going to join us here in a few minutes. And I'm not sure if Ms. Carol Abney is going to be here or not. I think she's supposed to be here too with Ms. Crow, and so we'll take care of those things a little bit later on. And we just got a whole bunch of things to do, but first off, we'll remind everyone that we are on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country, and we do come to you live and in living color on your radio dial here each Thursday morning at 9 o'clock with a rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock. And also, we are streamed. All the old shows are streamed on the Dale Hollow Horizon newspaper site, and I think they have dates by them, so if you happen to know of a date that someone was on here and you want to listen to it, you can go on there and stream it online. So, and we've got the opportunity for you to call in each time on each week to call in for each Thursday during the show. We give away a cake for a birthday and anniversary over to Salina Dairy Queen, and that's sponsored by the radio station WVFB Kicks Country. So remind everyone of that. So, and if you'd like to call in and get your name on that list, the number to call is 243-5574. Sometimes when I give out phone numbers, I give out my own phone number because I'm so used to doing that, but it's 5574, and that'll get your name on the list. And sometime during the show, we'll read those out, and then toward the end of the show, we'll draw out one lucky winner and present them with the opportunity to go over to the Clay County Chamber and pick up. I believe right now we have got some gift cards over there that you use to cash in for your cake. And with that, I guess this would be a good time to take a little short break, and then we'll come back with our first guest, and we'll talk about things going on with the folks that are retired here in Clay County. I don't know any of them firsthand, but there's quite a few of them here, I think. So we'll be back just in a minute.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Sweetie, want some fruit?
You have to use the right tool for the job. A power drill is the wrong tool to slice fruit.
Just like an antibiotic is the wrong tool to treat viruses, including colds and flu, antibiotics are only needed for certain bacterial infections. When they aren't needed, antibiotics won't help you, and the side effects could still hurt you. Ask your healthcare professional when an antibiotic is the right tool and when it's not. Visit cdc.gov/antibiotic-use.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, we're coming to you here from the historic Clay County Courthouse, and Ms. Pat Gifford is here with us this morning, and you may have seen her, especially if you go down to the Senior Center. She's down there quite a bit, and as I said, she is the chairperson for the three-star committee, the retirement committee over there. And Pat, I know you've given me some notes here about yourself, but and as I kind of jokingly said earlier, you tend to tell folks, you know, I'm not from here, but really you are. And Pat, I know, how did you wind up in Clay County all the way from Michigan?
Well, my husband was working for Karate Corporation, and seeing all our children had left the nest, I decided that it was a good time to move.
Well, I'm not sure you had visited here many times over the years before you moved, because he was working with the karate folks who've been here for quite a while. What really jumped out at you when you, maybe the first or second time you came down here?
Well, actually, karate was good enough to encourage my husband to bring me here. I'd never been here before, but it was just beautiful. I like the hills and...
And just the surroundings.
Absolutely.
Were there any similarities between where you were leaving and where you were coming to?
Not at all.
So it was a total new experience for you.
It was.
So, and your husband brought you down here and basically said, what to you?
Well, he was traveling, of course, for karate, so... he got me settled here, and he said, I'll see you when I get back. And, of course, I cried, and all my family was gone. But it got better and better, and now I wouldn't leave for anything.
And I think maybe you carved out a little niche for yourself here, didn't you, in some of the work that you've done here and some of the things that you've been associated with.
I certainly have. Currently, of course, I'm involved in the Senior Center, and I enjoy that a lot. I've worked at the area hospitals here in Salina, Cookeville, and Livingston, and this just became my home.
And I'm sure we welcomed you with open arms, didn't we?
Absolutely.
And I know... yesterday, we had a meeting over at the three-star, at the chamber with the three-star retirement committee, and I know there are quite a few folks that are in that committee. We didn't have a whole bunch over there yesterday, but I know one of the things we sat down there and looked at is a problem that we have, I know, here in this county, and I'm sure in all rural counties, and that is a real good way to get information out to folks. And I know... yesterday, I know you said, and you worked on a calendar of events, of things that are taking place here in Clay County, and I think one of the first things that you found out was the calendar wasn't big enough to put everything in.
It was surprising. I think it was surprising to all of us, actually, what kind of activities and how many activities are available here in our county for senior citizens.
Okay, and some of those are, I mean, you just go through like maybe a week of things that you have.
Absolutely. And there's something for everybody, Thomas. There's quilting classes, and of course, bingo. Everyone loves bingo.
No one loves bingo.
Everyone loves bingo. Tai Chi, which is like a no to low impact exercise. That's every week. We have, let's see here. We have, of course, what's available all the time at the senior center is quilting. You just go in and sit down and quilt, putting puzzles together, a sewing machine, computers, a reading library. And, of course, there's always people over there playing Rook. Knitting class, if you've always wanted to learn to knit or you're an experienced knitter, we have that.
Okay, and the quilting. Are you doing the quilting the old-fashioned?
It's on a frame, Thomas. It is. It's on a frame.
I think a lot of us remember our moms having those quilting frames hanging down from the ceiling in the living room, and especially this time of the year in the winter. And let me ask you this. The proper number of stitches per inch on a hand-quilted quilt.
I would have no idea. As I can get in there.
I think there was a standard that my mom went by that she said that you were supposed to do.
Well, I would be interested in knowing that number.
And I think if you go to an antique quilt show, that is one of the things that is judged on how consistent you are with your stitches in each one.
Well, that's very interesting. Yeah.
And you know, there are so many other things down there. Like you said, a number of physical activities they're not real, real stressful on the body.
Absolutely. And I think the biggest part of most of all of these is the socialization. I think that's probably one of the primary reasons I go.
Okay, now, I know the socialization, you mentioned the card games that are social, and that, let's go back to activities just a minute. Mm-hmm. Do we still have the shuffleboard?
Absolutely.
Indoor shuffleboard.
And usually after lunch, about 12 o'clock, they'll play shuffleboard, and we just talked about lunch, and you know that's available for $1. At the senior center.
That's a pretty good price.
That is a good price.
To everyone who is
60 or older.
60 or over. And I know that's been, of course, been a tradition there, I think, just about ever since it opened. At one time, we had the cooks that actually cooked the food there and that type thing. But I think now that it is transported in. But it's still a very nutritious, delicious meal.
It always smells so good. They're like little TV dinners.
Okay, now, I know we may let Miss Sandra come up later and talk about some of the changes down there, but I know one big change that's taking place right now is hanging a big screen TV on the wall, isn't it?
75-inch television. And we got a movie and popcorn coming up this week.
Oh, and free popcorn?
Free popcorn, a free movie. And that's all at the senior center. If you're 60 or older, you just sign up and you're able to participate in all the activities, whether it's a bus trip somewhere.
Bus trip? The last bus trip was to
Pigeon Forge, to the Dixie Stampede or the Dolly Stampede.
Yeah, the Dolly Stampede.
Yeah, had never been there.
Never been to the Stampede or never been to Pigeon Forge?
Never been to the Stampede.
And that was
awesome.
That's a great experience.
That was awesome. A delicious dinner. I've also taken out one of the trips with the senior center to the Grand Ole Opry. We went to eat, and you just can't get any better than that. Dropped off at the door and picked up at the door.
Okay, and that was one of the Friday night or Saturday night shows?
I believe it was a Friday night show.
And, of course, I'm sure that it may have surprised you that you were, like a Friday night or a Saturday night show, that you were walking in and sitting down at a live radio show down there. Well, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I love the Grand Ole Opry.
You know, a lot of folks don't realize that the Grand Ole Opry is a live, and it's been running for, golly, I don't know, getting close to 75 or 80 years, I guess, now is a live radio show. And while you're there at the Opry, you get to listen to all the commercials and not just the music, but you get the full effects of being right in the middle of a radio show.
And we're so lucky to have events like that so close to us.
You know, and that's, let's take a little short break and come back, and we'll talk about a few more things. And I'm sure, I think you've got a note or two over there, maybe. So we'll let you look at your notes for a minute and come back, and we'll do a little bit more. But right now, let's take a little short break. We'll be back just in a moment.
Trican Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Welcome back, everyone. And, of course, we'd like to remind everyone that this show is made possible through efforts of the Clay County Chamber and the Three Star Committee and, of course, by all of the sponsors, which you just heard a word or two from, that without them, you know, we wouldn't be able to be here with you each Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. And we really do appreciate that, and we encourage everyone to, you know, as we've been trying to focus for so long, is shop local. You know, if you can buy it in Salina, buy it in Salina. And if you will investigate some of the prices of the merchants here in Salina, you're going to find out that they're awfully close to the so-called box stores that are located in other places. So, you know, look around and shop here here locally in Salina. Okay, Pat, I know you've got some notes or some things I'm sure that you deem maybe fairly important we ought to talk about a little bit.
Well, I do, and things that's not too far from Christmas, for all you people that got one of those Instant Pots for Christmas, we've been doing Instant Pot classes. So teach you how to use it.
And what is that?
It's an electric pressure cooker.
And it cooks stuff in a big hurry?
It does. And you know what I like is having everything cooked in just one pot. I only have one dish to wash. And then some things that are in the works at the Clay County Senior Center are with our 75-inch television, we're going to be doing exercising. And so the plan is to have that daily.
It's going to follow along with the video.
Right. We can pull up YouTube and we can have movies, exercise, you name it. And also we're trying to get together Bunko. So any of you people out there that know how to play Bunko, we need you at the Senior Center, because
you know,
I heard that's tons of fun.
With games, I've often wondered, you know, I know we have a lot of folks that have retired, you're out of Indiana and that area up in there, that we haven't introduced the euchre game down here in Tennessee.
Oh, I'm a euchre player, but most people have not heard of it here.
I just surprised you.
That's the first time I've heard it.
But that's something you may need to work on and introduce that to us Southern folks.
Well,
I barely know how to play.
I'd be glad to, sure.
Make yourself a note to do that.
I'll have to star that, yeah.
Okay, but continue on.
Well, and for you people that like gardening and you just may not have a yard big enough or work in an apartment, we have weed-free gardening. So we've had tomatoes, and I know squash and all that. So that's available to you.
Okay, now let's talk about a little bit about the retirement committee itself, and maybe, you know, some of the things. I know one of the major projects is to get more retirees to come to Clay County. Have we done much on that lately in the last little bit? I know we have tried to become part of the statewide organization of Retire to Tennessee and that thing. So far, we hadn't been able to qualify. But I do know, I think we've got I know there's a part of the Dale Holler, DaleHollerLake.org website that is committed to a section committed to retirement. And I'm wondering, do we have anything going on now to try to, we put together some packages of things that we gave away at the Corps of Engineers site. Is that going to be available again this summer?
Absolutely, absolutely. And another, I think, a real neat thing is we have a geocache going on.
And you want to explain to the folks exactly what that is?
I will to the best of my ability.
Okay.
You would need your little smartphones, and there are clues where there's little packages or prizes hidden. And so the hopes is that will bring people into our community to search for these spots.
And this is a nationwide thing, isn't it?
It is. It is.
A clue for something hid here in Salina, Clay County, could be spotted by someone as far away as California.
Correct.
And I guess there's a contest to find as many as you can, or to find certain things. And
it just sounds awesome. And I think if we can get people here to see our lake, we're going to have them.
Well, that does influence quite a few people to hang around here, doesn't it?
I love it. And you know, I caught my first catfish this summer, about 35 inches.
All right, so you're now officially a Dale Holler Lake specialist.
I love fishing.
Okay, now Pat, I guess we've run about the end of our rope here on the retirement. Have you got anything else?
I just want to mention that we're working on a murder mystery.
All right, okay.
And that's going to be fun.
Have you got any type dates yet?
I don't, but I know it's going to involve the area merchants. So stay tuned for that, because you're going to want to be involved.
And I think there's a couple of things maybe where it'll start and finish here upstairs in the theater courtroom area. I think I heard something along that line maybe.
I don't know.
Not for sure exactly, but we're actually trying to involve just about everything here in Clay County.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We need to.
Okay, and when does the retirement committee meet?
It meets the second Wednesday of every month at the Chamber of Commerce at 10 o'clock.
And who is invited?
Everybody's invited. We need your input.
And, you know, like I'll throw in the pitch here. Any time on that day, drop by and sit. You don't have to sit there for the whole business meeting or anything. Just come in and sit. But I've got a feeling when you sit down, you'll probably want to stay till it concludes, because there's lots of interesting conversation that takes on there, lots of interesting ideas from local folks, from folks that have moved in here and retired, and just local folks that want to come in and see what's going on. And come by and make yourself a part of that.
Absolutely. We invite you. We need you.
All right. With that, Pat, I think we'll let you close out this section.
Well, I appreciate you having me here, Thomas.
Thank you so much for being here with us. And we'll take a little short break, and we'll bring in a couple of more guests, and we're going to move on to something else. But right now, let's take a little short break, and we'll be right back.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Welcome back, everyone. We have changed occupants in here. I'd really like to thank Pat for coming in this morning. And, of course, a lot of our guests come in and tell us how nervous they are and everything, and they don't have anything to say and that type of thing. But usually we have to cut it off somewhere along the line because we get to talking, and it's such a great thing to be able to sit here and talk to folks here from Clay County or that are working here in Clay County or have a special interest in us here. And, you know, we'd like to tell you, if you like what you hear, tell your neighbors that we're on at 9 o'clock every Thursday morning here. And also, if they can't do that, listen to the rebroadcast at 6 o'clock. And it is on WVFBFM, which is our radio station. We've got our transmission tower out at Midway. So, it belongs to us, and we need to support the people that sponsor things on the radio station that we have here and just make this thing a countywide project. And, of course, we've got the big countywide celebration coming up. But right now, let's let Carol Abney introduce herself if she wants to, and then introduce her guest. And I think she's got a couple of things to bring up. And then we'll let her guest, Miss Julie Crow, and I'll get that name right this
Thank
time,
you so
baby.
Much, Thomas.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
My name's Carol Abney, and I'm a local CPA at Abney CPA here in Solana, and I do a lot of work with one of the committees in Solana. I'm actually the chairperson for the Clay County Education and Workforce Development Committee. We do a broad range of things on this committee. We've tackled many, many things because a lot of issues here in Solana directly relate to workforce development and education, and we have a wide variety of people that meet with us once a month, and everybody's always welcome to join us. I think it's the second Tuesday at 10 o'clock is when we meet. We always meet at the Chamber of Commerce. And a few of the things that we've tackled on that committee, we were instrumental in helping Joey Rich, the mayor of Solana, get control of Donaldson Park. So we're hoping to do some things with that soon.
Just exactly how far along is that, Carol?
He has presented the plan to the Corps. We had to give them a five-year plan, and they have given us control of that. So we're in the process of planning what we're going to do. A couple of things. This is not set in stone, but some of the ideas that we had with Donaldson Park was maybe putting a dock down there, possibly an amphitheater, making it nicer. We've talked about a fish fry. So we're very excited. I don't, you'll have to ask Joey where he's at on that project.
And I do know that I've seen some listing of some things that are grants are now going to be available, grants for improving trails or improving the entire park itself. I think maybe one of the local counties got a swimming pool refurbished and improved and got one built. So, there's lots of things that this change is really going to bring to us, isn't it?
Yeah, we had to dig through some red tape. It took us about a year working on that, but we've been diligent about staying after that, and like I said, Joey's on top of that. We finally got control of it for the city, and a couple of other things that we've done. This committee is so wide-ranging, I just wanted to cover a couple of things. We've actually gotten a daycare to come to Solana, so they're in the process of finding a facility. I don't know the details. You'll have to talk to Kevin Donaldson. He's the vice chair of this committee, and I don't want to give up anything before, you know.
Right.
But there is a daycare, and I believe they have found a site, and they are in the process of buying that site, and so we're very excited about that. We'll also be working with UCDD to help train people to work at the daycare. So that'll bring some jobs to Solana, and plus, you know, a lot of people need child care for their employment. One of the other things, we've had two very successful job fairs in the fall. So I think it was August of 2017, and then we had another one in 2018. It was also in August, and we had a lot of employers down there. You know, there were people down there that found jobs. There were people down there that found Tennessee Reconnect, where they could go back to school, stuff like that. So we've been very successful with that. One thing that we've got coming up, and I'm not going to say too much about this because I'm hoping Ms. Jane Donaldson and Ms. Christy Beasley are kind of coordinating this. So it's the Clay County High School Career Day Boot Camp. We're looking at doing that February the 5th, and what we're going to do is go in, and I believe it's for the seniors, but you'll have to talk to Ms. Jane and Ms. Christy. We're going to do like some mock interviews and resume coaching, soft skills coaching, things like that. We've got the director, Mike Powell, from Volunteer State Community yes. College. He's going to give some presentations. We've got somebody from TCAT. We've got somebody that's in the military, and he's over the veterans job stuff. So we're very excited about that. Matt Craighead of Soil Conservation, and then myself and my assistant, Chana Sherrill, we're going to go down and we're going to do the mock interviews and give some presentations and try to help the seniors be more prepared. The last thing that I'm very, very excited about, so my friend Julie Crow is here, and she has been talking about a work-at-home initiative for a long time. And
with that, now, you've nearly introduced her, but before you do, we'll take a little short break here in a minute, but before we do that, I need to read off our birthday and anniversary list today. And these, I believe I've got five of them on there today, and one of them will be eligible to go by the Clay County Chamber and pick up the necessary equipment to go out to the Dairy Queen and pick up one of those delicious ice cream cakes over there. So right now I will read those names, then we'll take a little short break, and you can come back and officially introduce Julie here to us. And celebrating, of course, this goes from Thursday to Thursday each week, since we are a weekly show. A strongly broadcasting weekly show. How's that? Mark Smith celebrated his 63rd birthday on January the 13th, and this was called in, by Tammy, grandbaby, Jaden, and they'd like to wish him a happy 63rd birthday, which he celebrated on January the 13th. And then from, I think this one over in the Pine Hill area of the county, we have Jasper Ray and Tommy Denton celebrating birthdays. Jasper on the 12th and Tommy on the 16th, and a shout out to them. Happy birthday to you guys. And then on the 17th, which is today, of course, Billy Walker celebrating a birthday today. And that was from Mikey, Caleb, Suzette, and just the whole family. We'd like to wish Billy a happy birthday. And then celebrating on the 14th was Holly Burks celebrating a birthday, and that was called in by her parents, and they'd like to wish her a happy birthday. So here in a few minutes, toward the end of the show, we'll draw out a name from our non-computerized, highly sophisticated system and present a cake for those, and you go over by the chamber and pick up a certificate or maybe even a gift card. I'm not sure exactly how we're doing that now, and this is sponsored by the radio station, WVFB, here, and we'd like to thank everyone involved in this. And with that, we'll take a little short break, come back, and then we're going to talk about some other things. Be right back.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553. or 931-243-5265.
Sweetie, want some fruit?
You have to use the right tool for the job. A power drill is the wrong tool to slice fruit. Just like an antibiotic is the wrong tool to treat viruses, including colds and flu. Antibiotics are only needed for certain bacterial infections. When they aren't needed, antibiotics won't help you, and the side effects could still hurt you. Ask your healthcare professional when an antibiotic is the right tool and when it's not. Visit cdc.gov/antibiotic-use.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Welcome back, everyone. We are back. Carol, I know you were getting ready to officially introduce our second guest. If you want to, go ahead and do that.
Okay. As I was saying, I was talking about the work of the Clay County Education and Workforce Development Committee, and we had a lady come and give us a presentation the other day, and she was so excited that we got very excited. So her name is Julie Crowe.
Don't be mispronouncing her name.
Yeah, okay. And she is working on the Clay County Work at Home Initiative, and I'm going to turn it over to Julie.
Thank you so much. Thomas, I want to thank you for giving me some airtime today. I've never been here. This is spectacular. And I want to thank Carol, my good friend, Ms. Carol Abney, for being as excited about this information that I'm here to share with the residents of Clay County today. I'm here to talk about jobs. I'm here because I have a work-at-home job, and I have had for over 3 years now. And very early on, I knew that I was not the only person in Clay County that had the ability to do such a job or the need to have a good-paying job in an area, Thomas, where, quite frankly, there just aren't very many jobs. That is, unless you want to drive 120 miles a day or more. So almost 4 years ago now, my parents, who were in their mid-70s, were experiencing some medical issues, and they needed quite a bit of help. We didn't know how long-term the situation might be, so I had to make a decision, and of course, taking care of my parents was what I had to do. So I left my traditional job to do just that.
What was that traditional job?
I was working at Salina Lumber Company. Some people might recognize my face as being the blonde lady that used to work at Salina Lumber Company. I'm also the daughter of Jan and Steve Chapin, who owned Dale Hall Marina for 35 years. So I still had to pay my bills, Thomas, even though I had to quit my job for family reasons. And so that is the situation that led to the best job I've ever had and why I'm here today. I didn't know where to start, but I'm one of those people that loves researching stuff, and gathering information just makes me happy. So when I started looking at my options of work-at-home jobs in 2015, I was absolutely amazed. I mean, I had worked for a year or so at the call center that used to be here in Salina, and I knew that when they left town, they had offered positions to people to work out of their homes, and several people had taken them up on that. However, I had no idea just how big the work-at-home industry had gotten until I needed one of those work-at-home jobs myself, and I started looking at the possibilities. The more I found out, the more excited and hopeful I got. I changed a couple things on my resume, Thomas, and I applied to a couple of companies, and I could not believe how quickly I got an offer. Now, that offer was contingent on me having the right computer equipment, so as soon as I passed a systems test to, I couldn't believe it, in my email inbox was an offer.
Okay, now let's stop right there just for a second and do a shout-out to the folks that make things like this possible, and that is Twin Lakes Telephone.
Thomas, I have got great plans for Twin Lakes Telephone in this. When I approached the three-star committees at the Chamber of Commerce on one of my first PowerPoint slides, I let them know that a new company has moved to town, and the jobs with that company is unlimited. The name of the company is 5G Internet Access, and that is what allows me to do my job.
And, we, you know, I know a lot of folks may not remember, but the Twin Lakes Telephone Company put a fiber backbone up here in Clay County in 1991. And it's been partially in place with an old group that I used to work with called Exceed Incorporated, where we connected all the schools, all the government offices, and we had interactive classrooms and all that type of thing going on. And it has... The rest of the world has finally caught up with us so that they are now taking advantage of what we have had for a long time. And the fiber to the home enables people like you to have the bandwidth that you need at a reasonable price that allows you to do things like this, doesn't it?
Oh, it does, Thomas. I was immediately impressed with the level of training that these companies provide and the resources that they have to help bring you up to speed. Now, one of the things that amazed me the most in my training classes was the other people that were in the classes with me, Thomas. There were young people fresh out of college and high school. There were people my age. I'm 56. There were people older than me. We had diverse culture. We had people with a lack of computer capability, those with had a lot of computer capability, and we were all on the same level playing field, all doing the same job.
Okay, and I know Carol is familiar with this also. For a number of years here in Clay County, we have had a few people working from home on the computer, even going back to, basically back to the old dial-up days that did coding work and things like that for medical field. But, you know, it was a quiet thing then. You know, a lot of people didn't know about it. A lot of people didn't realize that it was there. But I know we've had some folks that have been working online here for 8 or 10 years, I guess.
I actually did most of my education online from Pea Ridge. I did toward the end. I went to school for right at 6 years, and toward the end I had to drive to Cookeville every day. But in the beginning, when I was at Ball State, most of my work was done online from home. And I also worked and taught a class from home while I was in college at Tech. So, yeah.
So that we've had that, but now we're getting to the point now where it is becoming a widespread need for people that live in places like Salina that don't want to drive to a center spot somewhere, be it Cookeville or be it anywhere, where they can do the same thing from home, and it doesn't require companies build big centers to. I know we were really, really, we had our feelings hurt when the call center closed here because we had a group of people working there together. But, you know, just the idea of the fact that a lot of those folks that work there can now work from home and not have to drive anywhere.
Oh, Thomas, the technology has come so far from the 90s. And, again, in my research, when I needed the job and since I've had the job, the companies that are on board with this are just so far and wide. One figure I saw was 49,000 in this country alone. The millions, tens of millions of dollars that they save not providing those call centers. If you're obliged to work from the comfort of your own home with your own computer, they are ready and willing to save millions of dollars on equipment and buildings and parking lots and supplies. And the benefits for the companies are only matched by the benefits of the work-at-home employees, I found.
Okay, now you mentioned something there. With benefits with this, are any benefits provided to you?
That just depends, Thomas, on what kind of job you want. See, the technology has come so far that it's just naive at this point to think that there are not as many different jobs with different skill levels and pay scales in the work-at-home industry as there are in regular brick-and-mortar buildings. Two of the largest industries and fastest-growing industries at work-at-home jobs are education and medical. Of course, the biggest work pool still is customer service jobs, again, at all different levels and for different things. We have what we call nomad employees now in this day and age that never have an office. You know, I can take my computer, and as long as I can plug into a router and hardwire myself to the Internet, I can take my job wherever I need to go.
And I know it's advanced to the point now where there are so many companies that have executives that work from home, and with the ability now with the video over the fiber and the bandwidth and stuff, I mean, face-to-face conferencing where you actually touch someone, one of these, it's going to become a thing of the past for a lot of companies.
I think that's where it probably started, was at the upper levels, and it trickled down. And again, once the companies realized the amount of money they could save, and don't get me wrong, they take a lot of that money and they put it back into these wonderful resources that help me do my job. There are, in my particular job, there's a position called an agent result advocate, and those people are there to make sure that I do a great job for the company. So, again, if you want a 40-hour-a-week job where they schedule you and you have a 401k, it's out there. If you have a degree, it's out there. If you're fresh out of high school with no experience, Thomas, it is out there. I have a flexible job where I can work when I want. Everything is out there. You just need to know where to look.
Okay, we're going to take a little break. Before that, I think, Carol, you have something that you want to interject right here.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, talking about virtual work, I'm a certified public accountant. I have friends who actually have virtual banks where they go to people's offices and do all the banking. I know one business is in Chattanooga. They don't have a building. You just call them and they come out to your office and they do all your loan needs, all kinds of banking for large businesses, multi-million dollar businesses. I myself have virtual clients. I have clients all over the United States and Louisiana. I have tax clients in Georgia and North Carolina and California. As a certified public accountant, this really opens up my business. So the upper level businesses are there too, and customer service.
You know, it's such a simple thing anymore to, with the video conferencing software that's out there, if you've got the IP address of the place that you want to conference with, you can talk to you can actually talk to your customer face to face who lives in Louisiana. And, you know, once two faces have seen each other, the confidence that you have in each other really, really goes up, doesn't it?
Yes. And then, of course, you have programs that do electronic signatures. So you don't have to meet, and there's registered emails, just like registered letters, so you can subscribe to that. There's all kinds of software for any need, for any type of company.
Okay, with that, let's take a little short break and get in a word or two from our sponsors, and we'll come back. We've got quite a few more minutes left, and we'll carry on just in a minute. Right now, let's take a little short break, and we'll be right back.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Welcome back, everyone. We're back once again, and Julie and Carol are still here with us. Julie, I know we talked about all these things, and offline we were sitting here talking about, you know, there are a couple of characteristics involved in this that it's on the back of the person looking for a job, isn't it?
It is, Thomas, and, you know, it's never easy to look for a job, but we all have to have one. I've got a mantra, and that is knowledge is power. And once you have the knowledge, it's up to you to wield it in a beneficial way. So that's kind of why I'm here. I mean, in the 4 years, I have learned so much. And I know that there are so many people in Clay County and other rural communities that can do the same thing I am doing. And I just want to share the information that I've learned so far. The three-star committees that I've talked to, this is excited about this as I have, and I appreciate that very much, but I wasn't surprised. I put together some information that is just too much to share in emails and so on and so forth, so they had me into the chamber. So here we are. We're in the talking stages of the three-star committees at the Chamber of Commerce, being very excited. And trying to figure out how we can do this on a grand scale and help the residents of Clay County. But at the same time, we know, and it's obvious, that there are a lot of people that will benefit greatly with what we already know, what we've been able to put together. So I'm excited to have the opportunity once again to make a presentation. I'm not a professional, Thomas. I just, like I said, I care very much about this community, and people need to know that this is an option for Salina, for Clay County, for Macon County, for all of the Upper Cumberland and people who have to drive 40 miles to get a job. So Carol has invited me back to the Chamber of Commerce this Saturday at 10 a.m. She put a post on Facebook, and it went a little viral on me yesterday afternoon with people contacting me. So we're going to do this again, and we're going to go straight to the source, the people who need the jobs.
Okay, I guess maybe, you know, it's one thing we need to really, really emphasize. With this type of situation, employers are not going to come here to Salina and come into a crowd, look around and say, hey, I'd like to put you, and you to work. That's not the way this works anyway. You know, it's not really like a job fair. It is, in one instance, like a job fair, but it's not I'd like to hire you job fair, is it, Julie?
No, it's not, Thomas. And again, there can be a lot to wade through because the industry has just exploded to the degree that it has. When I was doing research for presentations at the chamber, I came across a company that I see the name a lot. The name is Arise. They're one of the fastest growing work-at-home companies right now. They jumped 75 spots on the Forbes Best Work-at-Home Companies last year, and they advertised $12 an hour for a customer service position, and the requirements actually state that a background in customer service would be nice, but it's not required.
Okay, and you know, when you look at that, a $12 an hour job at home, that would be the equivalent. I mean, just sitting here thinking, you know, if you got to drive to Cookeville, how many dollars worth of gas does it cost you each day to go over there? And then, you know, that $12 an hour job, you know, it jumps up maybe right off the bat a couple of $3 an hour in savings.
That being said, how many households need a two-income family but only have one car? I mean, the commute just isn't even an option at that point. How many mothers can only work while kids are at school? Those jobs are there. You save money on makeup. I eat lunch at home. I'm starting supper on my break. I'm vacuuming at lunch. My home life has improved so much with my work-at-home job. Don't get me started on that.
You know, and okay, now on the business end of this, W-2 forms or 1099s, whatever.
Again, it's all in what you want, Thomas. I was after the flexibility. So I am an independent contractor. I've been a bookkeeper most of my life. So the consequences of being an independent contractor didn't scare me at all. In fact, I knew all of the benefits that were out there working on my behalf. So I have to work 20 hours a week to keep my job, but the good news is I can work as many hours as I want. I can start at 7 a.m. at night. I can work till 7 a.m. in the morning. I can work till 10 o'clock at night right now, and the line that I currently work, the company I work for, our weekend hours just opened up. So I'm completely flexible, and that's what I went for.
You know, and that's some of the things that folks need to look at, you know, if they want to become an independent contractor, or I don't know if any of these companies, if they actually include you as an employee.
They do. My first job was a 40-hour week job. Unfortunately, it was a seasonal job. It only lasted 5 or 6 months, but I was hooked. I did. I got 401k. They scheduled me 40 hours a week. I knew I had a regular paycheck coming in and exactly how much that was going to be each week, and that was fine for me at the time. But as time went on and when I had to look for another job, I saw all the other possibilities out there, and now I'm an independent contractor. I'll never go back.
And also, I know that probably some of these online jobs may require some type of specialized equipment. And I'm wondering if that is the responsibility of the company.
I'm finding 98% of the time, just in some of my recent research in doing presentations to the three STAR committees, I have found some companies, American Express is a big name to throw out there, that will provide you with the computer needed. Now, most don't. I want
right.
to put out there, most don't. I'm pretty sure a $500 expenditure is about all that you need. A lot of people may already have what they need or may just need a simple upgrade. Again, the fiber optics, the internet coming from Twin Lakes is your highway to work. That is a must.
Okay, and I know, like we said, you've got a meeting this Saturday?
This Saturday at 10 a.m. I'm really excited. It's going to be at the Chamber where I've done the other ones on other presentations on the screen. It's a good-sized conference room, Thomas, but just from the people I've already been in contact with, we might be a little crowded. So I'm already talking to Carol. We're talking about doing one on a Sunday. I've talked to people who work Saturdays, and they're very much interested but cannot attend. Again, I'm hoping we've just got people, it's standing room only, and we need to move it to the community center next time on the big screen, 75-inch
TV. Yeah, the new one that we got. Got on the wall down there.
That's right. That's the perfect place to do that kind of presentation. So I'm just so very excited to be talking to the powers that be in the county that can make this happen. Very excited to talk to people who need the jobs. I'm looking forward to lunches at the restaurant somewhere here in town where we can all trade tips and tricks and the companies that we're working for now. I see this as being something that can change not only people's lives, but the whole look of Clay County as a whole.
Absolutely. And, of course, your next step may be webinars. You may have to.
Oh, this is not me, Thomas. I love my big, easy chair at home, my desk, my candle burning, and my work-at-home job. Like I said, I'm never going to do anything else, but I am intent on getting this started for other people in this county.
And enthusiasm. If we just had some folks with a little bit of enthusiasm to get things like this started,
Doug Young,
there's no telling
what
we could
do. Just
get
me a little bit more excited when I try to give information to people, then we'd be a little better off. I do get excited. I can talk on and on all day, Thomas.
We can't do that because I just got a voice in my ear said pick out a birthday winner. And what I want y'all to do, in no particular order, I'm going to in my mind number these things. And one of y'all give me a number between 1 and 5 real quick.
I'm going to take a stab in the middle, Thomas. How about 3?
Okay, number 3. That would make it Tommy Denton.
Tommy.
He has won the birthday cake.
Fantastic.
Retired teacher Tommy Denton.
Yes. Great. Great guy.
All right. And with that, I guess it's about time we shut the barn door and get out of here before they shut us off. And we'll see you again next Thursday at 9 o'clock, good Lord willing. Good saying, and the creeks don't rise, but they may do that after the actual creeks may rise after the rain today, but we'll be back here next week with another great show, and I think we've got some folks already lined up. Maybe we're going to talk about some animal rescue next week. So we're looking forward to having you back with us, and we'll be back with you here on 101.5 Kickstart. And with that, it's good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.